Thank you for the miracles you're working us in our hearts and in our midst. Thank you for the change you bring. We praise you again and again. And we'll praise you from one generation to another. We praise you, we praise who you are, we praise your works. You're exalted in your church. This is your throne. This is your throne. This is where you reign. On our praise, in our midst. This is your dwelling place. This is the habitation of your glory. This is your resting place. We give you glory. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I would like us all to read together. One to go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One more time. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We must know that you only hope for things you do not see. Tell your neighbor, you only hope for things you do not see. Things you do not have. When you see something and you have it already, you no longer hope for it. You only hope for it when you cannot see it and you don't have it already. So there are things that we hope for, especially the things that we have read in the scriptures that are the promises of God. Things that we read in the scriptures that are the prophecies of God. We read them. And then we hope that we are going to come into the reality of those things. We are going to come into the experience of those things. That as we trust in God, that will be brought into the fulfillment of those promises and prophecies. So, hope is a great virtue that keeps us waiting for God. Trusting him and not wavering. In Romans chapter 4, the scripture spoke about Abraham when God made a promise that he was going to bless him with a son. And through his seed, he's going to bless the families of the earth. The Bible said, against hope, he believed in hope. Hope kept him. He kept hoping for it. Against hope, he believed in hope. Didn't waver. Hope is a spiritual anchor for our souls. When a man loses hope, his life ends. He quits. So hope is a great virtue. In fact, the Bible speaks of the three cardinal virtues that abides. The first cause is what? Hope. Hope. Faith, love, these three abides. But you must know the difference between faith and hope. They are not the same thing. Hope is that spiritual gift, that spiritual virtue that the Holy Spirit imparts in our hearts, that God uses to preserve us in our walk with him, to keep us trusting in him and waiting for his promises, waiting for his prophecies to be fulfilled. So the journey of faith actually begins with hope. You have to be hoping for something. You have to be hoping for something. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, put it on the screen for me. The Apostle Paul prays for the Romans church. So this is one of those Pauline prayers. I told you, right? You're going to see it all through the New Testament. We're praying Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 now. But this is one of them, so you can take note of them. You can take note of this one. I want you to read with me. It's a prayer. Want to go. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all what? Joy and what? In. So when I'm still believing, I'm hoping. I'm not yet gotten into faith. That's why we say faith is not believing. You've got to understand the difference between faith. So when you come and you say, I'm believing God for a change. I'm believing God that things are going to turn around. I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm believing God for a promotion. I'm believing God for this. Whatever it is, you're believing God. And you're saying that your man speaking this way means what you are exercising is hope. You have not graduated into faith yet. So what you're saying is, I'm trusting God for something I have not yet seen. Something I don't have. And I'm trusting him that thing is going to come. That thing is, I want to have it. I'm trusting God is going to do it. So hope preserves us for something we believe for that is still in the future. Hope is a virtue for the future. And so here he says, now may the God of hope fill you and I with all joy. Everybody say all joy. You know, that is one of the dimensions of overflowing fullness. All joy means fullness of joy. Overflowing joy. Fullness of joy. In your presence, you will show me the path of life. In your presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. Fill you with all joy and what? Peace. And what? Peace. In believing. And that word believing there means what? Hope. You can actually exchange it as or substitute it with in hoping. I'm hoping that. I'm believing that. That you may abound in hope. You may abound. That means be multiplied, increase in hope. You be full of hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Powerful. Hope is the foundation upon which faith is built. When God wants to teach you faith, when you're brought into the school of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit takes you through the journey of faith, the first thing he will infuse into you is the visions of God. That's hope. The visions of a greater future. The visions of a more glorious future. The visions that things are going to work out better. The visions that this will also end in praise. The visions that this will not be to your disadvantage. That God is going to take glory in this. That vision, he will fill your heart with hope. And how he does it is by the power of his Spirit and through the Word of God. The Word of God will bring to you, or the Holy Spirit through his Word will bring to you the promises of God. And there are times he will remind you of the things he told you. Bring to your remembrance of the things you have read. And so hope begins to abound. I just know this is not the end of the story. Today, I read a quote that triggered something in me. He said, a bend in the road is not the end unless you refuse to take the turn. If you take the turn, the road continues. If you take the turn, the road continues. That's what hope does. Hope says, this is not how it's going to end. What God said is going to come to pass. And one of the words that God gave to us for this year on 31st night is that not one single word of any good thing that he spoke to us will fail. All came to pass. Just that scripture alone, the Holy Spirit can use it to inspire hope. That you abound in hope. That you abound in hope. Can we stand up just for a minute and pray that prayer? Pray it from the depths of your heart. Pray it with intention and intensity. Open your mouth and pray. Father, that the God of hope fill me with all joy and peace in believing, that I may abound in hope. by the power of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Le rusha te sunde inkradi soprahata. Le sunde inkaliso. Te prande sunde libra kataya. Father, I pray for your church. Le brendoso, I pray for love songs all over the world. De Prades, I pray for the people that you have given us, oh God, to feed and nurture in the Keruze Talaba with knowledge and understanding in the word and by the power of your spirit with the gifts of grace. Oh God, I pray for them. Libre de Sotalabra Getosha, that you, God of hope, that you fill every one of them with hope, with hope, with hope, that you fill every one of them with the fullness of joy, with all joy, with all joy and peace in believing. Libre de sotea galadosha, that we do not know, that we do not partake of the torments, that we do not partake of the torments, libre de sote libre getosha of believing, but that we know the joy of believing, that we know the peace of believing, that we know and be filled with all joy, that we be filled with all joy and peace in believing, and that we may abound in hope by the power of your spirit, that we abound in hope by the power of your spirit. We carosatea, our hope do not fail, our hope will not fail, our hope do not fail, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Libre getoja, libre gepori do sundeliga, luze calabaha, liga rusheta, libre gepori da caros, libre gepona kayata, liga ruse brahata. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Thank you, Father. Lift those hands and bless the Lord. 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 We worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sit down. Hope, I want to write this down. Hope is for the future that you desire. Which God has promised in his word. Hope, it's for the future we desire. Which God has promised in his word. Hope empowers us to wait for God and wait for the fulfillment of his promises. The performance of his prophecies without wavering and without giving up. Hope empowers us, enables us to wait for God and wait for the fulfillment of his prophecies. The performance of his promises or prophecies without wavering and without giving up. So hope makes you trusting while you wait. Hope makes us trusting while we wait. We can say that hope is a good waiter, waiter. So you become someone that can wait. And while waiting, we are not frustrated. We are filled with joy while waiting. And we can still praise God in the midst of our wait. While waiting, we are not agitated and we do not become anxious. Will it, will it not? No. We are filled with peace. There is a serenity, an undisturbed environment within our heart. There is a settlement, absolute settlement. We just know God's going to come through. He will do what he promised he will do. So hope makes a Christian a good waiter. These three abide: hope, faith. That means hope and faith are not the same. So we have to now know what faith is. When God infuses this great gift of hope in the heart of a believer and imparts this great and causes it to abound, and the person is full of hope, he knows the promises of God. There is another virtue that God now ministers. For there to be a manifestation of what we hope for, on the foundation of hope, faith must emerge. So now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Listen as we read. Don't just read. Open up your heart because the Holy Spirit is teaching. The Holy Spirit is teaching. Let's read together. One to go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Stop. Somebody said, now. Faith is. That's one thing you must know. Hope will be. Faith is. I pray you get it. Hope will be. Hope is for the future. Faith is for the now. Now faith is. It says, there are things that by the Holy Spirit, through his word, we hope for. Things we are hoping for. Faith is the substance. Somebody say substance. What's another word for substance? Somebody say tangibility. Come on, south is tangibility. Somebody say reality. So while I'm hoping for it, I've not seen it. Because I've not gotten the substance. There is not yet real. It's still in the future. I've not seen it. Faith transforms what is unreal to become real. To the point it becomes substance. Something you can hold on to. Tangible, real, very real in your heart. That you know that what you've been hoping for, that you're thinking will happen in the future, has already happened and is now yours. Faith is the evidence. Somebody say evidence. And somebody comes and is telling a story and somebody is talking about certain things and you're not understanding, it's not making any sense. Yet, you say, listen, this thing sounds too good to be true. I want empirical evidence. Show me evidence. What's the proof that this is not just cock and bull story? What's the proof that this is not just fiction? This is not just cunningly fabricated fables put together. to confuse us. How do we know that Jesus Christ actually existed? What's the proof? Faith brings the proof. How do we know that God is here? When I said the glory is here, how do you know? How did I know to say such? Let's go to the Amplified version of the Bible. We're going to see it a bit clearer. Now, faith, watch this, is the assurance. Somebody shout assurance. Assurance. Shout it louder, say assurance. Assurance. And the what? The what? The what? The what? All right. Mama, I will send you $100,000. I don't know if she's filled with hope yet. The way she's looking at me. I will send you $100,000. And with saying, I will send you $100,000. I will send you. Is that a promise? I'm asking, is that a promise? Is that promise in the future? Is this something I will still do? Has she seen the $100,000? She has not seen it. But by that promise, can she start hoping for it? She starts believing. She's really hoping for it. I hope when I do it, you go tell them I have done it. So, listen. She's hoping for it, right? Because I said, I will. So, when you read the scripture from Genesis, you will always see God say, I will. I will be your God. I will. I will make a way where there is no way. I will. I shall. I will. I shall. And we can look at those promises of God, and we can look at all those prophecies, and it creates hope in our hearts. I will, I shall, I will. You see, that begins to give her hope. She will begin to calculate what she will do with that money. As a wonderful daughter well raised, she'll begin to think of first what she's going to do with God's, with that money for God's kingdom. Say, this one is what I'm going to use to advance God's kingdom. I'll give my tithes, then I'll give my partnerships. What projects am I going to push this thing in? What is it that if I put this money into, God's work will prosper. The church will grow. The church will prosper. The word of God will get to more people. Lives will change. She will think of, okay, I'll use this one for charity. I'm going to impact people. I don't just want to give them things and empower them with money. How can I do it in such a way? I can also bring them the gospel of eternal life. So that while I'm impacting their physical lives, I'm meeting physical needs, we can, by the power of the Spirit, through the gospel, secure their eternity. What can I do for the kingdom? And then she puts that apart. Then she says, those ones, oh, I'm going to be using those ones to multiply more money, grow more money. These ones are for investments, in other things, in other areas. And I will start with investing in myself. I want to grow. So I want to take up these courses. I want to upgrade my skill. I want to go for this training. I want to do this. I don't want to leave myself the same way. I want to grow my team, the people that work with me. I'm going to invest so we grow. And then these other ones, I'm going to put them in portfolio investments. These ones, I'm going to put them into businesses. And she will put all of them. She said, this one, We're going to enjoy small. How? And then think of, oh, you know, a destination holiday, you know, with my family, with this, and put all these things together. And she's already planning and putting them and budgeting how this money will go. Wave your hands if you're here. Come and say, I hear. Are you understanding what I'm saying? She's hoping and she's believing. Now imagine if, after I've told her, 1 year it has not happened. That virtue, hope, is what God ministers, that after 1 year I told her and nothing has happened, that she doesn't get discouraged. That's called hope. Do you know how a child, you promised a child, my father was traveling outside the country. I think it was when he went to France or when he went to, okay, I think it was Israel. And he was told us that he's going to buy us a television that has a horse on top of it. The horse will be swinging. He promised us different things, washed our heads. 7 years after, we still believed he was going to buy it. And we kept asking, Daddy, what of our television? No other television could do. We kept asking for it. Have you ever promised a child something? Do you notice that after playing him and playing that child around, the next time you come, the child is still believing with excitement, not even angry with you, expecting this time around you are bringing it. Somebody say childlike trust. Somebody say hope. What if after 2 years, it's not yet come? Hope is what makes that after 2 years, she's not offended at me. She doesn't feel like I failed. She just knows I have integrity. She can't explain why it's taking 2 years, but she just knows that when it comes, it will be for good. She will understand why it came then, that I'm always making all things beautiful in his time. She just knows. She can't explain it. Hope, that anchor, it anchors our soul. That, you know, you're not tossed to and fro. Today, God is good. Tomorrow, I'm not so sure. Tomorrow, next tomorrow, God is awesome. Next tomorrow, it's like he has forsaken me. Hope. But you see, what hope is doing is that it's giving her joy and peace while she keeps believing. She is not tormented. She is not frustrated. She is not anxious. She is not agitated. She is not perplexed. What is going on? Confused. Is God still here? No. Her heart is still trusting. Believing. So for 25 years, Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. But one day, he saw three strangers coming. Being a man that has had encounters with God, he perceived these are no ordinary men. He saw these were angels. And so, he offered with compassion such hospitality to take care of them as they continue their journey. And in that moment of generosity, the Lord speaks. The Lord himself speaks. The angel of his presence speaks. He said, by this time next year, certainty, not I will, by this time next year I'll return to you, and your wife will have a son. That means not she will be carrying it, she will have. That means she would have conceived and given birth in 1 year. moment, it was no longer hope. There is now an assurance. There is a specific time to it. There is now, if I go into my wife within this time to this time, this is what's going to happen. He immediately began to sleep with his wife. Immediately. He knew exactly what was going to happen. So if I come to Mama now and say, watch this. Let me put another way. I have given you. The first one is, I will give you. What's the second one? I have given you $100,000. And as I'm saying it, she hears pam 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 pam, and she checks her dumb account and she sees $100,000. Has she collected the $100,000 cash? Has she touched the money? But does she have an evidence? She has an assurance, not I will. I will give her hope. I have gave her faith. I have. She knows that if I say I have, it means I have. She knows I cannot lie. I do not lie. You see, I'm giving an illustration. I'm not talking about Pastor David. I'm talking about God. God is not a man that he will lie. So when God says, I will, I hope. When God says, I have, I faith. It means it's already done. That's the assurance. And then she hears pam, 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 pam on her phone. What is written are just figures on her phone. Pam, pam is an alert. That's the confirmation. Get me back to Hebrews chapter 11. That's where I am now. Amplified. The confirmation. That's exactly what it is. So faith is the assurance. If God says, I am the righteousness of God, I am. That's faith. If he says, I will make you my righteousness, I start hoping. When he says, he who knew no sin might become sin, that you who knew no righteousness might become, I believe I have become through the sacrifice of Jesus. So my faith is I am. Blessed be the God and the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me. No, he's not saying what he will do. If he said, who will bless me, I start hoping. If he says, who has, I start faithing. It means it has happened. And my assurance is that he said it. The evidence is that he wrote it. Her assurance for the $100,000 is that I said it. Her confirmation is the alert. The word of God is the alert. See your alert is written. Everything Jesus did on earth, it is written. I have an alert. Jesus spoke to devils knowing they are going to obey him because it was written. He knew it was written. The alert was there. So if you have the alert, the money is yours. Now, keep me. I know you want to keep me there. The confirmation, the next thing he said, the title. If I told you, I'm giving you land. I have a whole lot of people who come to give us properties as a church and come to give me properties as Pastor David. I have a lot of sons who are very successful in real estate and most of them are well raised. So every estate they have, the first thing they do is to come and give me a property. If they get an estate, the first and the choicest property there, they come and give to God. Some they even give, you know, some to church and all those things. Now, I've never, I think it's only one that I went on after a Sunday to go and open. They were doing the launch of the estate. and they were building, they already developing the estate and building some units of duplexes and things. So I went to open it. That's only once. At the canvas of them, it's inside my office. While I'm in my office, they bring a title deed. Without my feet entering the ground, the title deed is the evidence that when they say they gave me a land, they gave me some property that is mine. Without going there, don't even know physically whether it exists, but the title deed says it exists. That's faith. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Malikatosh. Name Bradesh. The new has begun. The new has begun. The new has begun. The new has begun. Change is here. Thank you, Lord. Everything in me says yes. Everything in me says yes. The new has begun. Change is here. Everything in me says yes. Karito Shakata. Lebraga. Lekayata. I need 300 people that will join me in faith. Like the 300 that Gideon gathered. Let them stand up and pray. The new has begun. Change is here. The new has begun. Change is here. The new has begun. Change is here. Lebrado zeka. Leruzin de limbra hata. Lebalikoja. Libre dezun de libra. Lobaikoja. Libre getoza. Libre getozika. Libre dozin de libre geto. Laie posh. E pari de kota. Libre getozin de libre getoja. Libaikaroza. The new has begun. Change is here. The shift is here. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. Libredoza. Libredoza. New oil. New oil. New visions. New visions. New dimensions. New dimensions. New beginnings. Ipalada. New levels. New levels. Ligeruza. Libregetosha. Lebayekala. Lebradesha. New Karedosha, new speed, Ipala, new speed, Ikarada, new impact, new relevance, new significance, Ayakata, new news, Aleposha, Lebaleka, new exploits, Ipareta, Legaroshakata, Leparondahata. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hold that neighbor as we read that scripture. One to go. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things. So where did faith start from? Hope. Did you get that? We were hoping for it, and then we received something that became our assurance. Received something that became the confirmation that what we are hoping for is now ours. It now became title deed. I can hold that paper and say, I have a property here. I have this inheritance is mine. I can hold that title deed. Continue. Being the what? I'm not hearing you. Being what? We do. And the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. It don't make sense, but it's real. You can't explain it, but it's real. You may not feel it, but it is real. Your eyes don't see it physically. Your ears hear no sound physically. Your nose perceives no smells physically. Your mind can't imagine it physically. There is nothing they can use to test it naturally. Nothing. It doesn't make any sense. It's not in the realm of the senses of the natural. But faith perceives it not as a promise. Once faith starts, you stop believing. It's hope that is believing. Faith is not believing. That's what a lot of people don't know. Why? You're hoping for what you do not see. You're hoping for what you don't have. Once you see it, and you see the reality, and you have the confirmation is yours, you stop hoping. Faith takes. That's it. So, hope waits, faith takes. And there are a whole lot of people that with this precious divine gift of God, of hope, may hope till Jesus comes without ever taking. Hope doesn't take. I hope things are going to change. Doesn't going to mean it's going to change. That thing must graduate from hope to faith. If you want to take that change, you must graduate to faith. That's going to begin a journey for us on the subject of the God kind of faith. This faith comes by hearing. No, not by reading. No, not by listening to a message. No, not by reading a book, studying. No, not by meditation. No. While you're reading, while you're listening, while you're even teaching, while you're meditating, there must be a hearing. Until you hear, not hearing, not the logos, the rhema of God. How many of you desire a radical, revolutionary change in your life and family? In your calling and ministry, in your professions and your businesses, in your visions and your endeavors. How many of you? Raise your hands. I need a change within my heart. I need a creative word from you. If you need a change, raise your hands. We are going to go for faith that brings a change. Real change. I am here to announce. I pray that all here, I pray, but let him who has ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Change is here. The shift is here. The change we prayed for is here. The change we desired, the change we cried for is here. Pray in the Spirit. Libragadosa Nimbredesa Yebalagadesh Nimbradesundalibraha Yetesundalibra Gadosh. Le bayetos in the limanunga. Le brande kayata. Libredosi taiende kedosa baha. Ye paridosa. New lease, new energy of the spirit. Kaladosa. Libredosi katesha. Setanga lemran no katoze kaha lebrendo koji kalebra hata lebayota ligredeso emalota lebrando zindelible kahata. Yes, Lord, we give you glory, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Lift your hands and shout, my change is here. Reality. Whatever area, in whatever sphere, and in whatever level of dimension, lift your hands one more time and shout, my change is here. Say it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Say it's by the power of God. Say it's by the workings of His grace. Say, my change is here. Say, I've shifted again. Forward and upward. In the name of Jesus. Give Him a mighty praise this evening. Oh, you better put a praise on this. Testimonies are abound and put a praise. Oh, you don't just shout, you really shout in praise. You rejoice in Christ Jesus. You rejoice in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray. Have your seat in God's presence.